Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest, your healthy lifestyle show. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks, and our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in the natural options available to help us all achieve that optimum health that we're looking for. Well, one challenge for men in achieving that optimum well-being is dealing with urinary tract symptoms like urgency and incontinence that come with the aging process in up to about 70% of men.
Wow, 70%. So we were very interested in a recent study on a Vietnamese herb called krilla that delivers a new way to deal with those issues. The study found that krilla was 88% effective in reducing urinary symptoms. It was done in North America, and what's remarkable is that its finding of 88% effectiveness is virtually identical to what Vietnamese scientists found years ago when they conducted a clinical study on krilla.
Well, here to provide a professional and personal perspective on krilla is Dr. Jason Kelberman, a distinguished chiropractor and kinesiologist from Los Angeles.
Hi, Dr. Kelberman.
Hi, Dr. Kelberman.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Well, welcome to Healing Quest. We're glad to have you with us. So before we get to the science involved with krilla, we understand that you've had some personal experience with it. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Like many men who are aging, God, I hate to use that word, but it's true. I had experienced some of the typical lower urinary tract symptoms that a large percentage of us men get as we get older. And those are typically urgency or decreased flow or burning, or there's a variety of different symptoms. What's important for me is that I blend all types of care in my practice. And so a lot of men have come to me with medication for this purpose, and some of them don't do well with it, and I didn't as well. And some of the side effects of the medical alpha blocker approach to lower urinary tract symptoms can have fairly serious side effects, including orthostatic hypotension, which basically makes everybody dizzy. You don't want people falling over just to try to help their urination issues. And so I had begun to look at alternative things, as I usually do, and found that the krilla worked very well on all of those symptoms with no side effects. I was very happy about that. In fact, recently, I ran out of my krilla. This is definitely something that men will want to stay on consistently. And I noticed a shift again back towards the old ways. So reinitiating also gave relief. So sometimes we actually test the efficacy of things just by withholding the treatment, and it always seems to come through for me. So I'm happy about that. My patients who I've shared that with are as well.
I have to just say that I had exactly the same experience where I just kind of got lazy and I ran out and I found myself getting up and going to the bathroom middle of the night way more frequently than when I had my when I was just doing it. So I had, it's really interesting that as you say, that's one of the way we tested the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's one way. But from a scientific standpoint, what's your opinion of the study that's recently been released concluding that, quote, krilla is a clinically effective botanical product in reducing lower urinary tract symptoms in men? And I think that study was 83% of the men in that study, and there were 49 men in that study. 88%, I think.
Yeah, it's consistent with the prior study, which is amazing. I don't do studies myself, but I know how difficult they can be to put together. And when you do a couple and the results are extremely similar, you know you're doing the right thing. Like many men, I tried things with saw palmetto and other quote-unquote advertised remedies for prostate issues, and I never found that any of them worked nearly as well as krilla. So I was fairly sold immediately. And I think that's what the public wants. They, you know, they care about the study. They're interested in the study, but if they take it and it works, that's the proof. That's what everybody wants. They want results.
That's right. And I think it was 88% in 49 men in the North American study, and and 89% in 157 men in the Vietnamese Ministry of Health.
There's a pretty high probability that you're going to get benefit from it. Yeah. And safely.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so.
So I would say, Dr. Kellerman, thank you for my takeaway, which is I'm going to make sure that I don't run out of Krilla again. You know, thank you for giving me that motivation. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Dr. Kellerman. We've been speaking with Dr. Jason Kellerman from Los Angeles, and I would say about the success that he's been having with Krilla,
right,
with
and
his patients and himself,
which mirrors the study, which has just recently been released, and another one a decade ago that was done in Vietnam. It's amazing how similar they are, which I think tells us something.
It definitely does. It's not a coincidence.
You're on the right track.
Thanks, Dr. Kellerman. Boy, how remarkable is it to get almost identical results from two studies on two separate continents over a decade apart? As Dr. Kellerman said, it looks like the folks at Krilla are on the right track in dealing with these urinary issues that come with the aging process in many guys, including me.
Up next in our show, now that warmer weather is starting to arrive, you may be wanting to shrink that waistline. If so, you're in luck, because we have some expert suggestions on how to do just that. And please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeartRadio.